Welcome to the Vending Market Watch podcast on chocolate trends. I'm Elliot Maris with Automatic Merchandiser Magazine and Vending Market Watch, and I'm here today speaking with Paul Schlossberg of DFW Consulting in Goshen, New York. Paul is a longtime consultant to the vending and food service channel, and Paul recently attended the Chocolate Show in New York. And Paul, tell us why you went to that show.
This is the second chocolate show I've been to. The first one was in Paris. That's not a snobbish thing. I was in Paris on business. And the show there was quite interesting. I decided to get an opportunity to see it in New York as a different perspective, much more relevant to our national and trend situation. So with that, I found my way at the show on a Friday in November, and it was absolutely a fascinating experience. Learned a lot.
And who exhibits at the show?
There are several kinds of exhibitors. Chocolatiers, folks who are literally in the chocolate business, even some bakeries, various brands who make packaged products, but not what I would call traditional packaged products. More unique bars might be organic or vegan or other specialized angles. There was a chocolate wine on exhibit, interesting from its angle. There were a number of bakeries. So it was overall a new perspective on things we might want to capitalize in the vending and food service channels. There are opportunities to capitalize on some of those things that I saw there.
And who normally goes to this show?
Well, there's two levels. One is trade, and they, by the way, they have separate shows that are truly professional, trade only. But this is also a public show, so there's an admission for the public to come to the show. And, in fact, the show in Paris was scheduled in the same way. It was done in a holiday weekend so that people, families could come with their children.
Okay.
Now, it's hectic, to say the least.
Okay. One of the reasons I was interested in learning more about this show is because chocolate products have historically been one of the key product segments in the vending channel. In recent years, the chocolates lost a little bit of ground to the salty snacks, but they're starting to show some resilience in vending. Meanwhile, in retail at large, chocolate has shown a lot of growth. And I've commented in the past that vending has been a little slow to recapitalize on some of that growth. Some of the trends that we've noticed in the past have to do with some of the health properties associated with dark chocolate, some of the sustainability properties, the fair trade aspects. But what would you say are some of the key trends that you are aware of after attending this show that we should be thinking about?
All the things you said are right on. I mean, exactly within range of what's important. I think that the fundamental element of any food, beverage, or snack is that the product should be good tasting. So that's rule number one. Chocolate and chocolate-related products, candies, confections, fit that. They range anywhere from being very good to being totally indulgent. And that's part of what people really like. It's a special treat for me. The second part of that is that in our channels, somewhere around 10 in the morning, somewhere around 2 to 4 in the afternoon, people might be hungry or tired and they're looking for a pick-me-up. So a confectionery product can certainly play a role in that.
Okay.
I think there's a bigger opportunity, though. I think we can start to expand the range of products we sell, and that's one of the things I really took away from the show.
Now, with the limited facings in a vending machine, how can the vending operator take advantage of all these other new consumer drivers that are going on out there at retail?
Oh, two levels. Number one, some of the folks, some of the products that I saw, some of the people who are exhibiting, have what would be traditional bars or other package shapes that would fit in our systems. if it's vending. If it's an on-site food service location, obviously they would display without problem at all in any number of different ways. But for today's, for the new generation of vending stores, the vending stores without vending machines, almost every product I saw is going to work, and in fact, it will work at a higher price point, which is a big thing for any operator who wants to raise the check averages that they're pumping out each day.
You're referring to the self-checkout markets.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I think that's one of the next dimensions of our business, and it's interesting that these products bump into that at exactly the right time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when you were at this chocolate-specific show, did you see a lot of information there relative to health and wellness?
Yes, a lot of stuff in a couple of different angles. Number one, there was a lot of talk about dark chocolate being probably the best product for health benefits, although chocolate alone probably has health benefits that are sometimes forgotten. But the dark chocolate clearly stands out. Number two, there were folks bringing antioxidants and other nutraceutical or nutritional elements into their chocolates. So again, you're looking at another way to bring the people that you serve, you know, better products in better ways. And a lot of that talk, at the same point, people are looking for those things. They want the sustainability, something you mentioned before. They want the fair trade products. I mean, you hear a lot about that in coffees and teas, but those same angles are becoming increasingly important in the chocolate world.
Okay. Yeah. Now, in the past, vending operators have not done a lot in the area of educating their customers about some of these fine points of health and wellness and sustainability, and certainly the consumer is looking for that, so our readers are more aware of the need to be involved in that. But I want to also mention that with the advent of the internet and the fact that many vending operators today have very impressive websites, operators do have an opportunity to get more involved in educating customers about some of these key areas. Another aspect that our readers have to be aware of is the fact that chocolate, like coffee, I was getting ahead of myself, is very much a connoisseur type of an indulgence. And do our readers have to know about that lifestyle, Paul?
I think it's hugely important to pay attention to that for a couple of reasons. Number one, this is not a demographic thing where only men or only women or only higher incomes or only lower incomes. People across a broad range are into this in a big, big way. And no matter what kind of locations you serve, it would be to your advantage to start meeting some of these companies, start talking to some of these folks, let them tell you who their products appeal to. The great thing, you mentioned the websites, and again, there are some great sites in our business. Any operation in our business can link up to the product information, if they're offering products, can link up to the product information on the site of one of these other companies. So it becomes very simple to say, we're selling this particular product, this particular brand, and here's a link on your website. Here's a link to their site to learn even more about it. I mean, one of the neatest things I bumped into was a company called Mad Mac, which is a maker of madeleines and macarons, which are the French cookies, and my personal lifetime favorite amongst the macaron in particular. And the products were French made. These are French chefs. And it was simply amazing. I mean, it was like walking the streets of Paris.
Okay. Now, another area I wanted to touch on, and then I think we'll try to wrap up, is we're talking more and more about health. We're talking more about sustainability. At the same time, chocolate remains a consumer indulgence. And that is that not somewhat contradictory against the health aspect that we've been talking about?
I don't think it is. I think that people kind of segment their consumption. You know, there are times where I'm going to be very diet conscious. I'm literally thinking of myself here, but it probably applies to almost anybody. Sometimes you're going to be very health conscious, very diet conscious, and try to manage your calories and fats and all those things. And there's going to be other times where it's, you know, I really want something indulgent. And that's, I mean, everybody who's listening has experienced that. So I think that we need to be able, I mean, every operator out there has to have two thoughts in mind. You have to win 10 o'clock in the morning. If you serve food, you have to win lunch. And you have to win the 2 to 4 o'clock time period. And some of those consumption points will be a cookie, crackers, the standard products we sell, salty snacks, but some of those consumptions will be confections, candies, and various other elements. Why can't a portion of that, in fact, be in the indulgent, more high-end, better quality, superior taste product, and in fact, higher price point product? I mean, the general market in America is segmenting into smaller and smaller niches. We've got to pay attention to that. We've got to learn how to capitalize on it. And again, a lot of the companies that I saw at the show sell packages that will work in our vending machines, that will work in our self-checkout stores. And we need to go find this and try it in some places and see if, in fact, it doesn't work. I think we'll have a lot of smiley faces out there when people see that they can ring up sales. Again, it's not going to work everywhere, but it could work very nicely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I think that pretty much gives a good summary of what I wanted to cover. I wanted to mention at this point that Vending Market Watch is going to be reporting on your actual report, your written report from the show. We're going to have that on our Vending Market Watch website so people can read in greater detail what you observed at the show, and there will be contact information there as well.
We'll have links for all of the companies that I mentioned in the article.
Okay.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.